Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, hello, friends. Thanks for joining us today. This is Lynette. Unity is a beautiful thing, but unity that is seen in the midst of conflict brings hope of restoration, victory, and peace. Lately, as I have entered stores, watched the news, or just listened in on conversations, I have come to recognize that while some people's opinions are disturbing to me, what truly bothers me more is the dissonance and confusion that comes from a total lack of unity. No doubt, we each have our own opinions about politics, face masks, vaccines, racial tensions, worship styles, and the list goes on. What would happen, though, if we focused instead on the fact that we are all children of God? Our Heavenly Father chose each of us to love one another, to declare the good news that Jesus Christ is Savior and Lord of the world, to humbly serve, and to proclaim the glory and majesty of the Master of the universe, our Creator and King. Psalm 133 portrays some interesting images. In verse 3, it says, "It, unity, is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountain of Zion." So what does this dew do anyway? A case study on dew says, "Dew forms a protective barrier on the leaf, making it more resilient in hot, dry conditions. Dew reduces heat stress in very hot environments. So dew is a direct source of hydration in seasons of drought." I would venture to say that we are currently in a season of drought. Could it be that the solution is as simple as dew or unity? Dew is said to be never causing damage, gentle, nourishing, and dependable. What I am not saying is that we should just back into our corner and keep all of our thoughts to ourselves. There is certainly a time to keep our words to very few, but God still requires us to stand for the truth and proclaim His word even when it may not be popular. That can be done, though, in a way that promotes unity rather than division. It's a matter of what we are uniting around. Are we pushing our own agenda and trying to convince others that we know best? Or are we looking to God and His word as our source of truth? When we stand before the Lord with open hands saying, "Not my will, but yours be done," it is easier to let go and trust the very author of unity. The grass on the mountain did not manufacture dew for its own protection. The very giver of life is the one who gently covers the canvas of creation with His perfect protection and nourishment. He knows exactly what the land needs in a dry and weary season. Are you looking to your Creator today to cover you with His protection? Indeed, some issues are worth fighting for. Ask yourself today, though, is this a matter of standing up for the truth or a matter of preference? And even if you are standing up for the truth, do so in love, with a heart of humility and a longing for unity. Like the dew on the mountain, God graciously blesses His children who earnestly seek Him with a blanket of His unifying love. For our God says, "Behold how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity."
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.